Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Independent journalist Joseph Lindsley, editor of Ukrainian Freedom News in Lviv. Joseph, I was thinking about you yesterday afternoon because north of the city, we had tornado warnings and the air raid sirens were going off, and it was a little scary, and I was thinking, man, what does it feel like where Joseph is when those sirens go off? And it's not about a possible weather alert, but missiles coming in. I don't know how you deal with that so often.
Yeah, you get to a point where you get used to it. And good morning to you, Bob, and to everyone. We already have enough problems in the world. If you look at the weather, for example, and natural disasters, and there is a frustration, I think, as, for example, last night, when the alarm went off, I was outside and everyone sort of sighed, you know, how long is this going to continue? So while you do get used to it, you still, it wears on people. And as you know, like today is day 91 of this. And there's a tiredness. I'm outside in the streets of Lviv right now. We printed a special war edition of, usually we're online media, but we made a newspaper with our half English and half Ukrainian. And so I'm walking around talking to people in the cafes as I distribute the paper. And I do. I feel this, you know, this war weariness and almost, you know, we're waiting. Everyone's waiting for the siren. When will it show up today? We don't know.
I don't know if you had a chance to see a story about this former NATO general who says Putin has a 9-month window to win the war because Ukrainian forces are going to be ramping up, more supplies are coming in, and if Putin doesn't win it in 9 months, he's not going to be able to. What do you think about that?
There's a lot of different estimates, and I think right now we're seeing, especially in the conferences at Davos in Switzerland, there's a big debate going on in the world. For example, the British Foreign Secretary Liz Truss, she was speaking today in Bosnia and Herzegovina. And she said, we can now at this moment, we can no longer take our foot off the accelerator. We must prevent a protracted and increasingly painful conflict in Ukraine. And the British position is we need to get more and better weapons to Ukraine. On the other hand, as we talked about before, you have the school of thought, say someone like Henry Kissinger saying Ukraine needs to begin to negotiate in order to make this end more quickly. And then third perspective, perhaps, is there was a German media reported today that sources within NATO said that that there has been an informal agreement among some NATO countries not to supply certain types of weapons to Ukraine, like the most effective weapons and tanks, because they're afraid that if they supplied those types of things, it would escalate the conflict with Russia. So on one hand, you have, say, the British saying we need to escalate it to make it end more quickly, not only for the sake of Ukraine, but as we see with, you know, now we're seeing the supply chain problems because Ukraine cannot export grain to Africa and to other places. So the Brits say, let's move quicker. Let's escalate. And others are saying, let's not escalate. And this is a huge debate that's happening, I think, in capitals and within the United Nations and around the world. And we sit in the middle of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's complicated, isn't it? Supplies of wheat and other foodstuffs are blocked in Ukraine's Black Sea ports, and that's creating shortages and sending prices higher in many countries. So that's a growing problem, isn't it?
Yeah, and for example, the United Nations World Food Program, which is run by former South Carolina Governor David Beasley, said Ukraine in the past, before the war, for several years, was supplying 50% of the grains for the United Nations World Food Program, which helps people in countries where they can't get food, especially in Africa and some places in the Middle East. And so Ukraine was supplying the impoverished of the world, and now that is largely cut off. And so David Beasley said, if we don't open these ports, you were talking about a declaration of war on global food security. We're looking at a hellstorm on Earth.
Joseph, I was always thinking about you and your colleagues and the people of Ukraine yesterday when my wife and I were discussing plans for the Memorial Day weekend here. And for you, it's never a holiday, is it?
Yeah, that's a challenge. I mean, you know, you get to a new routine of life. And, you know, as I sit here, I see people drinking some beer at a cafe or walking down the street. So, you know, you get to some point where you can, you know, people celebrate their birthdays. Everything's a bit more subdued. But for example, now that the weather is beautiful and it's most people would be going to the Carpathian Mountains, and Ukrainians, their term for barbecue is called shezlik. And it's one of the, you know, favorite pastimes is to grill some pork, you know, in nature, or to go swim in a river. And you can't go into the forest now. You know, it's everything is sort of off limits. And yeah, this is day 91 of this. And, it's not we find ways to keep going, but it's not ultimately enjoyable.
So many of our listeners email us and text us. We so appreciate your painting that picture of life there in Lviv. And lest anyone think you're drinking beer for breakfast, it is 3:18 in the afternoon where you are. And well, here's some good news. You can look forward to this. You know, we have this special WGN Radio 100th anniversary beer that we have, and we're working on a way to ship you some there, Joseph.
Oh, that would be fantastic. It would be absolutely great. So we can one way to test our supply chain logistics, see if beer can arrive here from Chicago, then that means there is great hope ahead.
There you go. We'll end on that optimistic note, and we'll talk tomorrow. Peace, my friend.
Thank you, Bob. Until tomorrow.
Yes, sir.